I have an obligation, yes, as President Ford's running mate, to go out and try to help President Ford. And I think part of that obligation lies in trying to tell the truth and trying to set the record straight about statements and claims made by Governor Carter. Now, I want to say finally that I've known President Ford for a long time. I'm glad he didn't select Governor Bond either. I want to agree with everyone in this audience. Maybe for a different reason, but but seriously, Governor Carter selected a man he knew. He had about six in the final running. I don't think he knew any of these men very well, certainly not for more than a period of 1 or 2 weeks. I've known President Ford for 16 years. We know each other very well. I believe that President Ford has a positive program for America. It's based on strength, it's based on freedom, it's based on peace, and it's based on prosperity. And that's the point I tried to make time and time again on Friday evening. I tried to talk with the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers and the grandfathers in the audience. I said, I hope more than once on Friday evening, that we're at peace in the world. We're at peace because we're strong. And because we're strong, we're respected by our friends and respected by our adversaries. And I like to look around the room, as I said to the group this morning, and look around on that hillside and find not a single person, I later found two, but not a single person in uniform, not some mother or some father or some grandfather or grandmother worried about their grandson or son going off to war in some distant land, not knowing why, not knowing if we intended to win or whatever, as was the case in Southeast Asia. And that says a lot for President Ford. And if you've got any hang-ups about President Ford, if you have any doubts about President Ford or the ticket or the Republican Party or the program, and I trust there's some Democrats and independents in this audience because we need your help, I just say the fact that President Ford wants to retain our military strength for the sake of peace, and Governor Carter wants to cut it back, and I don't know the reason for that, except it sounds good to some of the ultra-liberals in this country, and I say we're on the right track with President Ford. And I would just add one more thing. My first assignment in this campaign was to go to Seattle, Washington, to address the American Legion. Governor Carter had been there just the day before. He knew that the Legion was against amnesty, so he got up and said that he was against amnesty, but he was for a blanket pardon. Well, I was the next speaker the next day, so I got out my dictionary trying to be prepared. It was my first appearance. I wanted to really do the right thing. So I looked up amnesty and said, amnesty means general pardon. So it was the same old story of Governor Carter trying to have it both ways at the same time. And I said to the American Legion, and it is the policy of the Ford Dole administration, and will be the policy of the Ford Dole administration, we're opposed to blanket amnesty, blanket pardon, or blanket clemency, or maybe on a case-by-case basis as the time develops, but I think our priorities are mixed up again. We've still got several hundred Americans missing in Southeast Asia, and I just happen to believe if our priorities are straight in America, and I think they are, we should first concern ourselves with those forgotten Americans in Southeast Asia and not those who forgot America and evaded the draft and otherwise left. And that's really what it's all about. Governor Carter said Americans don't want their taxes lowered. Anybody here doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor standing by, and we'll be glad to give you first aid. That's what Governor Carter said. He also said, and I've mentioned this to farmers and businessmen who hopefully have read the Associated Press interview, said all income should be treated the same. All income should be treated the same. That sounds like a very lofty objective at first glance, but what about the person who buys stocks? What about if you sell your land or have breeding stock? and thought you could get the capital gains treatment because you held it for a certain length of time as required by law. That goes out the window if Governor Carter has his way. And that's not Bob Dole speaking, that was Governor Carter. And he also said, he wired the president from Kansas City the other day saying, we're misrepresenting what he says. This is what he said, that families above the median income would have their taxes increased. Now, he made a mistake. When he made that statement, he didn't know what the median income was, even though he'd been running for the highest office in America for almost 3 years. The median income for an American family is $14,000 per year. That's a working wife, a working husband, and anybody else in that family. Now, those are the same people that President Ford has been trying to help, the middle-income Americans. In fact, I offered an amendment on the floor, as I said earlier today, to raise that exemption from $750 to $1,000, supported by President Ford. It was defeated by the Democrats, voting against it, including Senator Mondale, Governor Carter's running mate. So I just say, in closing, just take a look at our record. We're not perfect. We believe we have the best program for the future. We believe you have a choice between a very, very liberal ticket and a moderate to conservative ticket. We think the choice is clear. And I think as far as leadership is concerned and experience is concerned, President Ford wins hands down. But the real test is going to be November 2nd. We need your votes. Of course we need your votes. We need more than that. We need your help. We need you on the telephone. We need you encouraging your neighbors and your friends. Again, Democrats or Republicans or independents, because Missouri is a key state, and it's very, very close in the state of Missouri. We need these 12 electoral votes. With the help of Kit Bond and Jack Danforth and John Ashcroft and all the others running on a statewide basis, as I've told Kit, we'll do it either way. We'll hang on your coattails. We'll hang on Danforth's coattails. We'll win any way we can, because it's important for America that we carry Missouri. Thank you very much.